People tend not to do really dumb things. They make lots and lots of very small decisions that are wrong because they don't have the expertise. You know, they tap the Roth 401k first. Most advisors in most cases say, you know what, save that, let it compound without taxes and tap the other sources. So that's very technical, but there's lots of little decisions that you make correctly if you have advice.
All right. Well, we'll deal with his instance there in just a second, but getting the little things right. Chris, somebody might come in. I've accumulated $2, $3, $4 million over my life. Fantastic. You've done that right.
Yeah.
But let's make sure that we have a not just a good retirement, but a great retirement. What are the little things people miss?
Yeah, well, it is interesting because we can always identify the big mistakes in life we make, but we don't know day to day, week by week, month by month, the little things that may be causing us problems. And there are a lot of them. There are a lot of pitfalls in there. So, you know, things like taxation on your investments. Mm-hmm. A lot of advisors don't talk enough about how we're going to invest certain assets and certain asset classes to help you from a taxation standpoint. And I get way too many clients coming in or potential clients coming in for the first time saying, yeah, we had a big tax bill on our investments last year. Well, sometimes that's a reality. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that, yes, that can be a good thing because that means you made money. But what I'm always shocked about is why didn't they know about that before going to the CPA? Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that hard for an advisor to say, hey, I'm recommending some restructuring of assets here, and here's the impact. You know, I can only tax harvest so much from this, and then you're going to get a capital gain or whatever the taxation is on this amount. So taxes are a big part of it. RMD management is mismanaged a lot. Mm-hmm. Where to take it from, when to take it throughout the year. People don't think about it. They just wait until the end of the year and they let their broker just kind of willy-nilly it, or the advisor just says, oh, yeah, I'll send it to you in a big chunk. That isn't always the best strategy.
So it's a difference between, like, I need money, so why not take it here that's taxed 15% instead of here that's taxed 35%?
Yeah, well, now you got the combination of the two. And the other thing is, what are you selling out of to generate those required minimum distributions? Is it automatically coming from dividends and interest, or if you have an income annuity, it's automatically being sent to you, so it's on autopilot? Or are you actually having to sell out of positions? And if you're selling out of positions, what happens if you wait till the wrong month of the year? So what happens if you took your RMDs in January of this year? What did the market do in January? It went down. Mm-hmm. So we had a 10% correction in the market. What if that happens this December? So how many of you that are 70 and a half right now or older are waiting until December of this year to take your RMDs?
Because that's what everybody does.
And that's what 90% of the people do. Yeah. And the market goes down in November/December mm-hmm. by 10, 15%. Mm-hmm. It's shown the ability to do that. Are you going to sell stock at this point? Or do you have enough other protected assets? Please don't tell me you're sitting on cash, because that's a bad solution. But, you know, those are...
It's, the little things.
You said, hey, what do you think of this topic? And I said, that's perfect. It's death by a thousand cuts. Yeah. You don't realize you're bleeding to death, but between fees and mismanagement and wrong type of income distribution, you're hurting your portfolio unnecessarily, and you're hurting your overall financial plan.